the Honey Deuce cocktail, if you're curious. It's got Grey Goose vodka, fresh lemonade, raspberry liqueur, and it's garnished with 3 honeydew melon balls.
It's right up my alley. I would like that.
Sounds great.
Sounds
too
awesome.
Fruity for you, John?
Yeah, it wouldn't be one I would order.
Okay. Certainly not for $23 or whatever.
No.
It was.
No.
Yikes. Anyway, Tigers, they're playing these late night games. They may be not on your radar. They've lost all of them. They've lost 4 in a row, 3 straight to the Sacramento A's. And John, our question is something or nothing.
It's something in regards to the starting pitching. It's nothing in regards to how it affects the Tigers and getting to the postseason. That's probably a way oversimplification, but that's how I see it.
Yeah, they're still 8.5 up in the division. They're going to have Kansas City coming up this weekend. Barring some sweep, I don't think anybody's panicking. The concern is about starting pitching. Casey Mize pitched last night, and he got hit up again. His last 8 starts, he has an ERA of 7.20. I'll say that again, 7.20. That's a guy who was the number 2 in the rotation. He was an all-star, and now I have no idea what the hell to do with him. They don't have a number 2 pitcher. And if you don't have quality starting pitching, you're going to tax a bullpen of reclamation projects. You're not going to have a chance to go anywhere once you make the postseason, because I still think they're making the postseason. I don't think anybody's panicking about that. In that way, it is nothing to lose these 3 games. But it's something that we don't have a number 2 starting pitcher right now.
It's frustrating. It is certainly concerning. And how do they manufacture innings from a staff that your starting pitching is unpredictable?
Because the issue is, we were already discussing, hey, we need to get this bullpen shored up, right? You asked AJ Hinch about it. He goes, you know, hopefully we can do it sooner rather than later. Well, instead of asking these guys to pitch 2 or 3 innings, you're going to start asking them to pitch 4 or 5 innings. And now you do not have the depth you had last year with pitching chaos, and you are begging to be bounced early. Now, the good news is you got 27 more games and you got a month to figure it out. But John, I don't know who it is, because Morton got hit up in this series. Flaherty has been inconsistent. Casey Mize, since early July, hasn't been good enough. And Paddock's throwing today. He hasn't inspired anybody. I know they'll get Reese Olson back for the playoffs, but the thought is he's going to be a bullpen arm, not like an innings eater.
They're hoping to get him back for the playoffs.
I know. Not a guarantee.
Don't know if they will or not.
So then do you bring up Melton? If you make him a starter, it solves the problem in the short term. But if you're managing his innings, you might not have those innings when you really need them in the postseason. So are they going to maybe ramp him up in late September? If they don't have any other option, John, I think they have to.
Well, I think they have to, yeah. And you know, I don't know what the unwritten rules are for a young pitcher. If you're in the ALCS, do you not pitch him because of some predetermined pitch or innings limit? Like, I don't think you can do that. You've got to try and get to the World Series. And then the same thing in the World Series, it repeats itself.
Right. Because at some point you have to go for it. I know their thing is we're going to be good forever and we're going to play the long game. We're not going to trade our top prospects. We're not going to rush McGonagall. We're not going to burn the innings on Melton. If you're 8 wins away from winning the World Series,
and I got to
throw him a couple extra innings.
And I got to believe if you ask the athlete, like, hey, I know that we're reaching your innings limit that we had talked about back in, you know, July, but do you want to pitch in the World Series?
Hello.
I mean, that seems like an easy answer to me.
So we're working with numbers here. Melton's previous career high in innings pitched, 2024, he threw 100.2 innings. This year he's up to 75.
Right, so how far above that 100, you know, 0.2 innings?
Does he have another 50 innings to get to 125? Can he get to 150? Because if he can get to 150, then you're fine.
I would think, and I would think at some point that number is irrelevant.
Correct.
It's about the wins. That's the number that is relevant. It's 3 in a 5 game series and 4 in a 7 game series.
Quick math. Actually, he's up to 102 innings now. I'd add his majors plus his minors. So he's at where he basically at a career high innings right now. Yeah. And that's what they're going to be juggling down the stretch. But he's been
good.
Yeah, he's been very good. Let's get to Sam on a sell. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So this is me, my opinion. I think it's something. I think they need to address the pitching as soon as possible because, you know, I'm sure we'll get to the postseason, and if they've been pitching like they have been, and they lose a key game, then that game could cost them the whole series and the postseason. So they need to address it.
How, Sam? I'm not trying to be smarmy. Like, what's the answer? That I'm not supposed to talk about the deadline, but it's over. So what do you do now?
I mean, I don't know what to do. I'm not, you know, I have no clue what to do, but it's something that needs to be addressed. Either more training, you know, work more. I have no idea. That's just my concern, the pitching. It could cost us the World Series.
I'm right there. I think that's a great read of the situation. And we've got text this morning talking about, hey, this is why Fetter's supposed to be the real deal, right? This is why A.J. Hinch is thought to be a great manager. They're going to have to mix and match. They're going to have to stumble into a strategy because they just don't have the horses right now. Rich in Livonia, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, team. So wanted to jump in a little bit about last night and just the observations over the weekend or over the last 3 days. It just seems as if it was either hit really hard or – it was maybe a swing and miss, but everything that they were dishing up to the A's was just pounded, which is a dangerous team. I do not want to face them if, you know, we end up getting to the postseason. Just really looks like a dangerous team. But outside of that, I mean, from a pitching standpoint, you know, I think they go back to the bullpen by designation and roll one of their starting roles where they just have, you know, the bullpen deployment. Go back to that and try to see if that's going to spark something, because it just doesn't seem like, you know, they're pitching to contact, and the contact is hard. So, but it's nothing that I'm really too upset or scared about yet, but we're getting close.
They're running out of time to figure out. Yeah, they're running out of time to figure it out. I mean, it's all well and good to be searching for solutions in late August. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be searching for solutions in late September. But, John, let's say go.
So what do they do? Like, what is the solution? You're not going to add arms.
No, you can't. They have what they have. And Finnegan's been a really good addition, and you feel good about him in the eighth or the ninth or the leverage spot. But you got to get there. And you like Vest, but you got to get there. And if you're going to use Melton to open games, he's no longer that bridge guy that you highlighted. And maybe it's Tyler Holton, but I feel like he's been more uneven this year than last year. And you start to really run through it. You don't have the depth you had a year ago. Not out of the bullpen.
No, but it's up to AJ and Chris Fetter to figure out what is the favorable matchup for this pitching staff. And it's trying to put that Rubik's Cube all back together where you're looking at a 5-game series and you're saying, well, in this one, we want to use Melton as an opener and Flaherty as a long reliever because we like the matchups better later in the game. I don't know. I'm making things up because I don't know what they know.
Well, they should have a whiteboard and they should be talking through all of it. Everything should be on the table right now. Ticket text 248-539-9797. Guys, right now, even Scooble isn't pitching great. They don't have enough pitching. When you see what happens if you lose the Scooble start.
Yeah. He's the one that's supposed to always keep you on track. And it fair or not fair. That's the expectation.
And it really feels like all the teams they may face in an ALCS or an ALDS have a steadier rotation.
And I know last year when they were on this great run, right, there was one where Scuba lost and everybody thought, oh, well, it's over. Because that is the expectation that you can count on a Scuba win.
John, I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but have I said something outrageous in the first 12 minutes of this hour? Because this text says, guys, it's 8 a.m. Eastern. I'm just starting to listen. I want to make sure someone calls in to tell Costa to shut up his prediction hole.
Nah, it's probably a reference to your demanding apologies on Monday.
Was I wrong to do that? We can explore. We'll keep the conversation rolling. 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you've ever thought about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. The weather is starting to cool down and there's nothing more relaxing than jumping in your hot tub. And you got to go check out Beninati Pool and Spa because I'm telling you, they made the entire process so easy when I got my hot tub. They helped me pick out the tub that was perfect for me and my family. Plus, they delivered it, they installed it, and they've been there to help with maintenance as well. I'm telling you, they handle everything. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica next to Jimmy John's Sports Field. Plus, they have this brand new showroom in Clinton Township. It's right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who will give you a personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub as well. And this is pretty cool. If you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. Visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Tigers swept by the A's, just the fourth time all season they've been swept. Something or nothing. 248-539-9797. We've got open lines, got some good ticket text to read. Later in the hour, does Brad Holmes love Davenport a little too much? And the bar to pay Brian Branch just went up. We'll get to where he ranks in the hierarchy. Key pieces for this Lions team. John, on the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
Tech says, you guys are spot on with needing starting pitching, but you're dead wrong that these games mean nothing. We can't lose to the worst teams in the league, can't get swept by them. I'm not confident like you guys are that they will still make the playoffs. They are in danger of blowing an opportunity at the postseason.
No.
Not right now.
No. And so I'm trying to get the right screen up. They've got an 8.5 game lead in division. I'm not going to declare it over yet, but I don't think that they're missing out on that. Right now they're tied for one of the top two seeds in the American League. And they are, what, 5 games up on the Astros for that second seed.
So, look, making the playoffs, well, that's even farther because you're talking about Cleveland jumping up at this point.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, but winning the division, I mean, that would be a choke big time. I still, look, the only reason to be concerned, like, that there's a something short term is that they actually play the Royals 3 straight games in KC, and the pitching matchups favor the Royals.
You get Scooble Sunday.
Yeah. But you have Flaherty going against undecided on Saturday. And at this point, I like undecided, you know, the way Flaherty, I went to the game Sunday. Flaherty got hit so hard. It was even the outs were just line drive.
Loud outs. Tech says, I don't like that you guys are talking about what can happen in the postseason like it's a guarantee we make the postseason. Tech says, it's extremely concerning that our solution is a rookie pitcher. It's not fair to Melton to expect him to be the two. Flaherty and Mize have let this team down. Justin driving to work. I mean, Mize was an all-star. He's just been awful for 2 months now. Tech says, what about Montero? Could he be a solution? I trust him as much as anybody but Scooble. Texter says, don't worry. Alex Cobb will save the season. JK, Dean in Harrison Township.
On Twitch, it says, it's okay. Tigers can't lose today.
They seem to be paying a price for Cobb that he was brought in probably to somewhat replace Job originally because Job was going to be on a pitch count for all season. I mean, who knows how they would have managed Job throughout the year. I don't know if he'd have been able to pitch in the postseason.
But the Cobb thing, I mean, we talked about it at the time. The guy was contemplating retirement. He had barely pitched the year before. And the Tigers, they didn't give him like a flyer deal. They paid him $15 million.
Right.
And there's a little bit of a misplaced faith in Alex Cobb.
It's a little bit like Davenport with the Lions. I mean, you're just hoping that it's going to be okay. I mean, placing your fate and hope can be extremely dangerous.
Yeah. Look, Texture says we do miss Jackson Job now.
In terms of the Melton one, you guys were more referring to him being like the third starter in a playoff series. So you're best of 5. You're going Scooble. I would go Morton because of experience, and he's looked the best, the most consistent out of all of them.
Well, after the last start, he gave up 5 runs, 5 innings.
And then I would open Melton, and then I would go.
You see how far you can go.
To Flaherty for one inning, and then to Holton, and then to hopefully you're winning, and then it's Vest and Finnegan.
Yeah, you see how problematic this is, though. If we're taking guys who are starters and saying you're an inning guy, and how many innings are there in a 5 or even a 7-game series?
Well, my son said to me on Sunday at the game, he'll do fine the first couple innings, and then they're going to hit him. Yeah. I mean, it's obvious. He can get through the lineup sometimes like one time.
248-539-9797. Something or nothing. Tigers have lost 4 in a row. We're swept by the A's, and we do not know who the number 2 starter is. It's Scooble and a collection of question marks at the moment. We have Lions Fact or Fiction coming up at 8:35. We are a week away from the NFL season. Will Gibbs get to 2,000 yards? Some Tesla hype and Jared Goff, Aiden Hutchinson, all the big names. Fact or Fiction, but first, Heather with the news.
Well, I know everyone heard this news already, but Minneapolis and really people around the country are mourning the tragic death of two young students and 17 other victims who were injured in a school shooting that took place at a Catholic school. These children were in a morning mass, right? Sitting there praying when a gunman opened fire, fired several shots through the stained glass windows. The gunman was identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. They died at the scene of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The two children who were killed, 8 and 10 years old. 14 of the 17 others who were injured were children, all between the ages of 6 and 15. There were several other elderly people in their 80s who were wounded as well. I was just watching that story. I mentioned earlier this morning that yesterday I heard the audio of a little boy.
Oh, I know.
And I saw that story again. This little boy, right? His voice sounded much younger than he was. I think he might have actually been 10. It sounded like he was 4 or 5. But talking about how his buddy protected him. They got down on the ground, hiding underneath one of the church pews. And his buddy was laying on top of him to protect him. And what that was like for these students that were there, and very, very sad. Obviously, everything is still under investigation. Authorities say the shooter didn't have a criminal history, but did release these videos on YouTube.
Videos and pictures, yeah.
And like scheduled disturbing. Them to be released at specific times. And they're all of him looking through this like manifesto, this journal that was created, written in code words. But when you really read what was in there, it was quite disturbing. A map of the church, because they had attended that school themselves. His mom had worked there. It's just, it's so sad. I mean, it's the same reaction every time this happens. I mean, it's devastating. It's unthinkable. And there's anger as well, because it keeps happening over and over. In other news, Delta Airlines is facing a massive legal showdown after an alleged slap in the sky. So there's a passenger who says that he was struck by a flight attendant on a cross-country flight last month, and now his attorneys want $20 million from Delta, or they say they'll sue. So they haven't filed a lawsuit yet. This passenger says it was humiliating to be slapped by a flight attendant in front of one of his children. Said it all started when his wife asked for some water for one of their kids. Apparently that flight attendant said, nope, can't give you water right now. So he said, I'll go ask somebody. So he asked a flight attendant, was denied again. Said, this is crazy. I'm going to go ask a different flight attendant, who did ultimately provide the water to him and also apologized. He says once he sat back down in his seat, the same crew member who refused to give him water the first time was offering him a drink. Like, it must have been when they were doing the drinks, and he said, I refuse. And then like things escalated. He says the flight attendant leaned closer to his ear, whispered something very vulgar, and when he responded by standing up, that's when he was slapped right there in the face, it sounds like. Very, very strange. Anyway, the guy's lawyers are saying, hey, we got two things we're demanding, or else, basically. Yeah. We want the employee to receive sensitivity training, and we also want a day's worth of Delta's profit, which they say is $20 million. And they gave him 30 days to respond before they file a lawsuit.
I was going to ask where they got the $20 million from.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Interesting, right? It's strange.
Very strange.
I mean, I think I would just go to the lawsuit route.
Yeah.
Just file the lawsuit.
Yeah, or else.
The NFL is easing some of the restrictions on Tom Brady as he prepares for his second season as Fox Sports' top analyst. So the league will allow him to participate in production meetings with teams as long as they're conducted virtually. So like Zoom meeting can't be there in person.
You can't be in the building.
Yeah, he's still not allowed to watch practices or set foot in a team's training, you know,
because
facility.
He is a part owner of the Raiders.
And that is why.
Yep.
But they still want him to have access to do his job as an
analyst.
Yeah.
Some kind of,
Some background.
Easing up a little bit on that. Do you guys remember the guy who faked his own death, left his wife and children, and then fled the country?
Yes.
What a story. If you don't remember it, he faked a drowning. He made it look like he drowned in a kayaking incident. He like staged the kayak in the lake. He brought this inflatable raft, took that to shore, went 70 miles on an e-bike, took a bus to Detroit, then to Toronto, went on 3 flights to Paris, Asia, and then back to Europe. Anyway, it all turned out that he was talking to this woman in Uzbekistan. Basically, like it was like a mistress. It sounds, I didn't know this. He reversed his vasectomy because he was going to start a family with this new woman. like all crazy. I mean, took out a $375,000 life insurance policy. Anyway, police obviously finally tracked him down, got him back to the U.S. He was charged with obstruction. He was facing up to 9 months in jail, but he agreed to a plea deal that lowered it to just 45 days. Now, the judge rejected the deal and almost doubled it. He was just sentenced to 89 days. That's the exact amount of days he made his family think that he was dead. And he had to pay $30,000 to cover the cost of his search and rescue.
Yeah.
And this all just happened this week. And during sentences, he said, quote, "I deeply regret the actions that I did that night and all the pain that I caused my family and friends." Now, here's a little update. His wife of 22 years filed a divorce 2 days after he got back.
Oh.
So
not a surprise.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
2 days
and
too long.
And it's not clear if that mistress is still in the picture or not.
Wow. That's a wild story. Heather with the news. We've got Fact or Fiction Lion Season Edition next, 97.1.
Hey parents, it's Heather. As the new school year kicks off, you've got a lot on your plate. And if you're like most, you appreciate knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your monthly bills. Well, Verizon has some big news that will bring you serious peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. Right now, you can get a single line for a low price of just $50 a month when you switch and bring your phone on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that amazing price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back, now and in the future. So go ahead, take one big thing off your back-to-school worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit today and ask about their 3-year price guarantee. Get ready for a smooth, connected school year. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.